right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
All right, so when do you think they'll officially say that Francis died? Today? The day after Easter? Yeah, yes. They're listing it as the day after Easter.
Because keep in mind, they're 8 or 9 hours ahead of us.
Right.
So it was Monday morning there in the Vatican.
He didn't get the Easter death. How poetic would that have been for a pope? Did you see his final address to the people?
No.
Well, I watched it. He, of course, sounds very soft and obviously very ill.
Can't believe you're calling the Pope soft.
Well, his voice was soft.
Oh.
He was tough on crime. That was one thing this Pope was known for.
He was very Pope softy?
No, he wasn't Pope softy. But he was, of course, in the wheelchair when he delivered part of his address. And then he goes down in the, I guess they call it a Pope mobile, although this is different than the Pope mobile I remember that John Paul II
used to ride around in. He's in a wheelchair.
And he sits in like almost a Captain Kirk-like chair, like a commander's chair, when he's sitting in the back of the ATV or the four-wheeler, whatever this thing is. It's not an actual
gator.
It's not a gator. Actually, it may be. They just paint it white. They just optioned up for the Pope color scheme, the Pope colorway. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of crazy that he sits in this really beautiful-looking white chair. Now, John Paul II was the one that I remember when I was a kid. That's the first pope that I remember. And I remember it being a big deal when he was shot by...
Yeah.
What was that guy's
name? Mark David Chapman?
Sirhan Sirhan.
No.
Lee Harvey Oswald. I forget the guy's name, too. But... Yeah, and they played that footage over and over again when I was a kid. My parents let me watch that all the time. I remember watching Reagan's assassination video they used to run all the time. I'm just creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But John Paul II, he ruled. Is that what you say? I don't know. Led. He poped for a long time. He poped for 26 years and 168 days. The guy before him, John Paul I, I guess was his dad.
No, just predecessor.
Well, he called him father. He was pope for 33 days.
Yeah, very fishy circumstances surrounding his death.
This was back in 1978. Pope for 33 days, and he went to bed reading a book, and they found him the next morning, his lamp still lit with his reading literature. It was Terry Pluto's Loose Balls, The History of the ABA.
Best sports book ever.
Yeah, that's what he was reading. And when you're only pope for 33 days, you can imagine the amount of conspiracies that went forth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was the son or grandson of a famous mobster.
Lucky Luciano, supposed nephew.
Nephew, okay. This was not that long ago and came out and said that he was one of the two guys that killed Pope John Paul I. Because there was some, and a lot of the conspiracy theories are tied to this.
It's the Vatican Bank thing.
Financial fraud. Mm-hmm. Within the Vatican, it was about to be exposed, or they thought John Paul I was going to expose it or something, so they offed him.
Was a little creepy because the Robert Calvi, the guy who, I guess, ran the bank that was associated with the Vatican Bank that they were tied with, and the corruption was real in that other bank and was about to come down. Remember, he was found dead hanging under a bridge in London. And had, like, coins of different countries all in his pocket. It was, like, a lot of symbology, symbolism and stuff, and all the things they found in his body.
Huh.
So it looked like somebody was sending a message to the world about that guy dying. This is the leader of the bank, not the Pope, that died. But
I may be making this up as well, but didn't one of the Godfather movies reference the death of John Paul I? It was in a scene, and it was implied that...
I don't know. I never saw it, because I think those are overrated movies.
It would have been two or three, maybe even, because one was in 1974, but it seemed like there was a shot of the Pope passing away or something weird there, some veiled reference.
Other conspiracy theories about John Paul I's death was that he had discovered a number of Freemason priests in the Vatican. It's like Freemasons always figuring into things. Another one was that John Paul I was assassinated to prevent the restoration of the Tridentine Mass. Anybody even know what that is?
Mm-mm.
History is lost as to what that is now. Nobody knows. And then there's a book called When the Bullet Hits the Bone. That's the one that Junior was referencing, 2019.
Okay.
When the supposed nephew of Lucky Luciano says that he helped his cousin kill the Pope by putting Valium in his tea to knock him out, then poisoning him with cyanide. Well, why not just kill him with the cyanide? Why you got to knock him out first? If you're going through one poisoning,
right?
Don't double risk it by doing two different things. Yeah, and that was...
Okay, George,
what happened?
Stop it. He's showing me funny pictures.
I'm doing a segment on the Pope, and you're looking at pictures of Trump
it's
in the Easter
news
Bunny.
Reel. Not, it was big news yesterday.
He's not paying attention to
I
you.
I am too.
Gosh. That's terrible.
I'm trying to do something historic over here.
I'd say that's pretty historic talking next to a 6-foot bunny.
Okay. That's not a real bunny.
No.
And he's wearing glasses too, isn't he?
It's just another example of how we love bunny.
We do love bunny. So Pope Francis served for 12 years and 39 days before he passed just a few hours ago. Some 10 hours ago. I'm not sure how long ago.
That's the amazing thing is a lot of these popes will assume the chair.
Throne.
In their 70s, you know, so sometimes you don't get a long run out of them. Very rarely do you get a younger pope.
Yeah, why don't they elect younger popes so they have longer run? Or maybe they don't want the long run
maybe
of the
not.
Pope.
Yeah.
Because he'd get too powerful. And then he would, like, do something to make it to where he would abolish the fact that they can't run for a third term. Be way too powerful. Pope Benedict. Craig, you were asking whether he was still alive.
Yeah.
He passed away on December 31st of 2022.
Okay.
So he almost outlived his successor.
Benedict retired.
Which is so weird. That has happened very few times.
Very few.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Did he retire a pope or a cardinal?
No, he signed a one-day deal with the Cowboys. So that's a little sports joke for you. And did we ever have the conspiracy theory about that? Why did that happen? Why was he forced to retire?
Was he forced? Or did he just retire because he wasn't feeling well?
Well, none of them are feeling well. Look at Francis yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
During his mass, he wasn't feeling too well. John Paul II was stooped over at a 90-degree angle for the last few years of his papacy.
Yeah.
And Pope Benedict is just, you know, I've got a little cough. I think I'm just going to retire. Got a nice place, Lake Cuomo. You know.
What?
Kind of spent time out there and everything. Been looking at starting a blog. Been looking, trying to figure out doing the Twitch thing. What is a lot of people doing the Twitch?
Wow, Benedict was 95 when he died. The longest lived pope on record.
And died while streaming Fortnite on Twitch.
No.
That's a...
I was raised Catholic. I don't find any of this funny.
Yeah, it's not funny.
And once again.
You guys are making a lot of jokes at the expense of the death of a pope.
Pope Francis, very beloved, particularly by young people. And I remember thinking this is absolutely the most progressive pope I've ever heard of.
No doubt. by far my favorite pope. He's the best pope we've ever had.
I even liked his name. I liked that he chose after, you know, Francis of Assisi. And
he lived a simple life. He lived in this little simple apartment instead of this gold-plated palace.
He didn't live in the papal apartment?
He lived in his own special little, like, stripped-down room.
Really?
Yeah, he wanted to live like the Jesus.
Did anyone know what the Jesus' apartment looked like? Are there any surviving photographs?
It was pretty basic.
Yeah.
He had a poster of Danny White on the wall.
He did
and that
not
was pretty
have
much
a
it.
Poster.
Nothing else.
Danny White. So now we're going to go through the pageantry of electing a new pope, which I don't get.
Quite a process.
I mean, God bless the church. It's very, it's
but you're
very
about
serious.
To get ripped.
I just don't understand. We got text messages. We got press releases. Why do we have
smoke.
To do the smoke thing? Why do we
thing.
Have to watch what color smoke comes out of the chimney to know whether or not they've elected a pope or the pope's seen a shadow or there's something that the mm-hmm. smoke is supposed to tell us?
This is the vicar of Christ. You don't do this through a text message.
Why not?
You got to have pomp and circumstance.
You're telling me that Jesus wouldn't have communicated by text if he no. had the opportunity.
No, he knew that the smartphone was the devil.
I don't know about that.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
No, he would say, you know, it's a tool. It could be used for good or evil. I mean... There's pretty nice, you know, pretty sweet health tracking apps.
Sound like a lot like a modern day pope.
Well, Jesus could speak all languages.
Okay.
Jesus could speak English.
I don't know about that.
You don't think he could?
Did he? Well, maybe he could if God.
He was God.
Yes, but he was man on earth.
True,
as well,
but he was also 100% God.
I don't think there's record of him speaking English.
Well, there's not record of it, but I'm saying, like, if push came to shove, Jesus could speak English.
That's a yeah. good one. I don't know about that. If push came to shove, could Jesus have spoken English?
Well,
that's one for the biblical scholars
ever.
To determine.
Anyway, we'll cover more on the death of Pope Francis at 7:15 today.
Okay.
Very important.